We'll check in now with Jamie Kelly, managing editor of the Williston Herald and Plains Reporter. Great to have you on the program again this morning, Jamie. It's always a pleasure, sir. How's it going?
Good morning, Jim. Good to be here.
Yes, sir. Very good to have you on. And we always love getting some of the stories that you're busy working on week to week. And what do you have to share with us this morning there, Jamie?
Yeah, well, we actually if people have noticed that the price of gas has been going up pretty significantly. And it seems like that could be good news for the oil industry, but it's just not clear right now. So in Williston on Tuesday, you know, our gas prices were, you know, about $3.07 to $3.09 for a regular gallon. You know, about $3.20, $3.19 for a gallon of diesel. And that's up 5 cents a gallon in just a week.
Yeah, I was going to say, and the increase is on.
Yeah, the national average, they're expecting it to be $3.25 for a gallon of regular by the end of August. And that's partly because during the pandemic, a number of refineries stopped, had to shut down, and that cut the production capacity. So there's going to be some significant price volatility ahead for oil, crude oil, but also for gas prices.
Yeah, very good story. It affects us all. Yep.
Very good
story there.
Absolutely. So sort of speaking of, speaking of energy, Kelly Armstrong has joined the Republican-only Conservative Climate Caucus. It's, a conservative GOP platform that wants to reduce carbon emissions and work on climate change, but also align with the GOP's policies. He said that North Dakotans feed and fuel the world, and he wants to make sure that they're going to be the state's going to lead in clean food and energy production.
Interesting platform. I think he's going to be on the What's on Your Mind program this morning too. So yeah, the very timely story there.
Yeah, absolutely. So another sort of oil related thing is Harold Hamm is working on a new benchmark for shale crude oil, American Gulf Coast Select. And it's essentially a challenge to WTI, West Texas Intermediate, also called Texas Light and Sweet. And that is our sort of benchmark. But that is a landlocked, not shale-based production. And it's just completely different in terms of the economics. So Harold Hamm with Continental wanted to push a new benchmark, something that can better match what the shale industry is looking at. And, obviously he pointed to the negative $38 future contracts during the pandemic last year as the sort of the consequence of tying things to WTI here.
That's an interesting story. We'll definitely want to read some more on that and some other items of interest I know that you guys have there would include.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've got go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
I was going to say you've got a lot to offer with those two great publications. And if somebody would like to get a subscription going, quite simple, they can go online or they can even give you a phone call. But if you've got a couple more stories to share, that'd be awesome too.
Yeah, absolutely. So we got one more thing I'll say is we looked at the effect of the federal moratorium on oil and gas leases. North Dakota is 85% private and 9% federal. So that's, the possibility of about 9%. And Attorney General Wayne Stengem estimated that at least 30% of all spacing units on the state are touched by at least some federal minerals. So there's a possibly substantial impact, the federal moratorium.
That'll be fun to read about. And what else, I guess, as far as getting more details about getting a subscription and, your publication comes out a X amount per week, and maybe we can get some general information on that too, Jamie.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Herald comes out 3 days a week. We come out Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. The Plains Reporter comes out one day a week. If you're interested in learning more, you can visit WillistonHerald.com or you can call 701-572-2165. That's 701-572-2165. 2165. And at the WillisonHerald.com site, you can sign up for a print or digital subscription. You can also sign up for one of our newsletters that we send out every week, including Energy Chaser. It is our free weekly newsletter that highlights the most important and most interesting stories in the oil and gas industry.
For sure. And keep up the great job there. We really appreciate you coming on week in and week out with us on Thursdays. And we'll get back with you again next Thursday as you continue getting some more great stories going with the Williston Herald and Plains Reporter. Thank you very much. Have a great day there, Jamie.
Yeah. Thanks, Jim. Always great to be here. Have a wonderful day.
You too, sir. Mr. Jamie Kelly, Managing Editor of the Williston Herald and Plains Reporter.